Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Video Game Podcast, where we don't sell lots of games, but we do like to talk about them. Today, you probably know the Nintendo Switch is in stores. I did a bunch of random store checkers online, and it looks like many retailers do have them in stock as of this morning. I assume that's going to change by the end of the weekend. Also, the Zelda game Breath of the Wild is out on the Wii U, and you can download it. But speaking of downloads, the PlayStation 4 has A King's Tale, Final Fantasy 15, Dying Reborn, Forma 8, Ghostblade HD, and a heck of a lot of other games, as well as the arcade classic Neo Geo game Nom 1975. The PlayStation 3 got a new download for the first time in quite some time, with Suikoden 4, a PlayStation 2 classic. The PlayStation Vita has Stranger of Sword City Revisited and Forma 8. Xbox One added a number of games, including Ghostblade HD, Torment Tides of Numenera, Boku Suka Wars 2, and Riptide GP Renegade. While the Wii U did add the aforementioned Breath of the Wild for Zelda fans, as well as the TurboGrafx-16 games Dungeon Explorer and Newtopia. The 3DS added Story of Seasons, Trio of Towns, while the Switch launched, and you can download pretty much anything you can buy, including 1-2 Switch, Just Dance 2015, Super Mario Run R, and The Legend of Zelda. So you got a lot to play this week, and if that weren't enough, next week Blaster Master Zero is coming out. That is a new game by the people who did Mega Man 9, which was really good. There's been a lot of Blaster Master sequels. You don't remember any of them. There's probably a reason for that. But this one is basically, what would a TurboGrafx-16 PC Engine Blaster Master game look like? It's called Blaster Master Zero. It'll be on the Wii. No, it won't be on the Wii U, according to the most recent announcements I've seen. But it will be on the Switch and the 3DS next week. I'm very excited to hear more, but I'll have to wait. On sale, Entertainment Earth. Kid Robot stuff is buy one, get one 40% off, including Ninja Turtles, The Simpsons, The Odd Ones, Madballs, and much more. Check our website for details of what you can get. Buy one, get one 40% off, but only for this week. New pre-orders this week. We got a lot of new stuff. Heck, we got some new arrivals, too. The Legend of Zelda Art and Artifacts hardcover book is in stock as of me recording this. I thought it was going to be out of stock, but we got a couple more. We also put up pre-orders for the Legend of the Hero 1,000-piece puzzle and a Breath of the Wild Scaling Hyrule puzzle. We also have the Overwatch. I haven't played the game yet, so forgive me if it's my final figure, MEI. As well as a bunch of other video game stuff. So there's a lot to enjoy this week. And it certainly is an amazing era for video game merchandising, because I remember, I'm so old, back in 1997 in January, it was a huge deal that Final Fantasy VII figures were coming out in Japan, because there haven't been Final Fantasy figures before. Maybe like a statue for a couple of the Super Nintendo games, and maybe a candy toy here and there, but never legitimate action figures. And now Funko's making them. I mean, they're around. You can get this stuff, and it's pretty fantastic. So don't miss out, because video game stuff doesn't tend to have the longest shelf life if you're into it. And the people who like the stuff and miss it, they pay a lot later. So don't pay a lot later. Pay a little less now and get it from us, because, hey, why not? It's a good thing to do. I will see you guys next time on the Entertainment Earth Podcast. Follow us on Twitter at EntEarth, and thank you for listening to the Entertainment Earth Podcast.